In the meantime, we do love to jump on a bandwagon, yes. Finchie. Random question here before we go to Dimity Bar. This question here says, hi, Brett, who was your childhood crush when you were coming through?
Crush?
Yeah. So who was your crush as a kid?
At what age? I had multiple crushes at many different stages.
Okay. All right. We'll have a think about that. In the meantime.
I loved Jennifer Love Hewitt growing up.
Okay.
I used to like Dawson's Creek when I was a young fella, Joey Potter.
Alicia Silverstone. That was
Yeah.
Anyway, Dimity Mar's going to join us. G'day, Dim.
Hey, guys. How you going?
There you go. A random question from the listeners. But who would you say your childhood crush was?
Brett Finch.
Yes. Good on you, Dimity. And you know what? That's just made my day. That's fantastic.
It's 100% true. The 06 Grand Final, State of Origin moment, Finch is still my State of Origin moment.
Dimity.
Yes. I love it.
I'll transfer you that $500 I promised you for saying it.
Now, every year, Dimity, I hang my hat on picking them off.
I thought you were going to say I'm going to hang my head in shame because she said me.
No, well, I am doing that too. I hang my hat on getting the Melbourne Cup winner. Now, I missed out on the thoroughbred variety, but I'm still a chance. You're telling me there's a chance because there's a Melbourne Cup running tonight. Who do you like?
Oh, look, I backed the Melbourne Cup winner this year of the horses. I know more about dogs, but I probably got no shot tonight. Look, I think that your best hope is to stick with the superstar Aston Rupee. Look, he's $2.30, which I think is terrific value. Koblenz, who's on his inside, will give him a lovely card across, I think, at that first turn. And Aussie Secret is in the one, steps right. So realistically, he should take care of the two. And yeah, look, he's a superstar. He's gone for the three-peat, which is the Top Gun Shootout Melbourne Cup three-peat, which hasn't been done since 2003. So yeah, look, I can't see him getting beaten. But, you know, I do like a bit of a roughie. And Kingston Bale, who's sitting out there in box eight, he's just been, you know, he's 15-1, $2.60 for a place, which I think is a steal. Look, and boxes 1-4, there's going to be a lot of, I think there's going to be a bit of a logjam at that first turn. If he gets the fly around the outside, I will be, you'll probably hear me from up here in Singleton.
Oh. Well, Dimity, I tell you, mate, you should really see us tragic in here with our pens. We're writing down box eight and numbers and names. For mugs like myself, you know, with the dish lickers, you've always got something. People have got their theories, the emergencies coming in, they jump on, or the red rugs, you know. Can you tip us, you know, have you got any theories or superstitions when placing a bet on the dogs?
Oh, look, box one, you know, it's the old saying, box one, you know, wins races. And, you know, Aussie Secret, Jason Thompson will actually be going for his fifth Melbourne Cup tonight if he wins it. He's definitely not out of it by any means. He's $7.50. Like I said, he does like to step right. But then again, if you're in box one, you're always in with a show. So I wouldn't discount them notching up their fifth Melbourne Cup for sure. But if Aston Rupee is anywhere near them, he will just blow them away because he's just an absolute freak.
If you want to get the whole podcast, by the way, the Greyhound Girl. How's the potty going, Dimity?
It's really good, Joel. I ticked over 11,000 views, listens the other day, which I'm really proud of. And yeah, I just do it in my bedroom with a microphone and a computer. And yeah, no, it's gone amazing. The support's been great and it's great that I get to promote the industry. So yeah, it's awesome.
Now, I do a lot of things in my bedroom. Podcast, I'm talking about microphone and computer.
Dimity.
My podcast as well. It's so many things in common, Dimity.
Now, I hear your dad listens to the program and I appreciate that, Mr. Ma. But I will tell you this, Mr. Ma, if you're listening, your daughter's just come on. And we've put her on in front of a man who is about to be an avatar. He's been in Game of Thrones. So Dimity is high flying.
She's climbing the ladder.
Climbing the ladder in a hurry. Dimity, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Dimity.
And the Greyhound Girl is the podcast if you want to hear more from Dimity Ma. Well done.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good weekend.